Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
But this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so hot.
VIP, me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. We got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Let's get down to biz. Let's see. Strangers up in here. What up, strangers? Shout out to the Houday Nation. Derek in the house. Salute. He said, I'm driving but listening. There we go. Countdown is back. Yes, sir. So I could do some sharing of the show before the show actually starts. Shout out to everyone watching. Where's everyone watching right now? We got some peeps watching on Rumble, on YouTube, on Twitch, and on Facebook. Appreciate you guys. Hit the like button wherever you are. Smash that like button and make sure you share the show. Let's get in the habit of sharing the show. Let some peeps know. So the first thing that we got to talk about today, I know we're usually talking about some football, but the football news is kind of boring right now. How about J.J. Redick getting hired as the new Lakers coach? I've never been a super fan of J.J. Redick. I mean, I know that – where was he at? Was he at Duke? I mean, you know, going back to the Dukey days, I know that he was the shit. But I, as far as, like, the NBA goes, I don't know. I've never really been a fan of his, and I guess ever since I heard the beef that like Kobe and him like kind of had, made me think a little bit less of him. Lakers are just really trying to get any puppet that they can to like do whatever they can to keep LeBron happy. That's all I'm thinking about this. Like, this has got to be just a move to make LeBron happy. I don't know, some coach who's not gonna go against the grain of what he's doing. I just don't know what I could do about these LeBron truthers, man, because there's so many of them all over the place. Everybody just wants to talk about how great LeBron is, and he's good. He's like a top 10 player all time. He's not the GOAT. It's not even close. He's not even close. And so, yeah, J.J. Redick getting over there. Cheers to everybody out there. And is this the first move and them trying to go out and trying to get Bronny James over there to play with LeBron? I mean, it would be a really cool story. The Bron's washed, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, man, I mean, it's easy to score points when you're like 7 foot tall and like people can't touch you. You know, what did he average last year? 24 or 25 points a game. Still can't do it when it matters. He still can't play a full season. Oh, man. It's fun to debate the LeBron versus Jordan. Once LeBron retires, we're not really going to hear this anymore, because all the LeBron truthers, they're going to start going away because he's not active. But until then, we still got to deal with this kind of shit. But yeah, J.J. Redick. What do you guys think? Throw it in the chat. You guys think he's going to improve the Lakers at all? You think they're going to get worse? Think they're going to do anything? I mean, without without AD, Anthony Davis, LeBron's nothing. LeBron's always got to have a Batman, because when you think about it, like, he's literally always Robin. Like, that's what's crazy. Like, all the championships that he's won, he's been Robin. I mean, Kyrie, he was the one doing all the heavy lifting when they won their first one. D Wade, I mean, come on. D Wade, he was handling biz like he always has. I mean, Chris Bosh was like the third fiddle on that team, but still, what a great third fiddle. Hey, hey, Marco from the future, what up? He said, was get a loot? Was get a be loot? I don't know. Shout out to Marco. Salute, Marco from the future. That's kind of the big news. Fucking JJ Redick, man. Fucking JJ Redick. Yeah, we'll see if he can turn the Lakers around, like, at all. I don't think he ends up doing much. What up, Will? Said had to leave last night. What tight ends did you end up taking in the draft? So funny, because I don't think I took one tight end in the draft. I did not take. I said that I was going to get some late, but I ended up getting such good value on some players that fell to me that I didn't even end up taking any tight ends. So yeah, just because it's a tight end premium doesn't. I mean, you're not forced to draft a tight end, because there is no tight end spot officially. So you don't have to start a tight end. So I didn't end up drafting one. It was very interesting. Very interesting draft. It was very fun, though. Very fun draft. And the next fast draft that we got is going to be this Sunday, 5 p.m. West Coast time. It's an $11 buy-in. It's super flex and a couple IDP spots. Super, super fun. And it's just going to be more and more. We're almost up to Division 70 right now. For anyone who wants to get into a best ball slow draft, we are on Division 69,
dudes!
And that is the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Division. Man, I can't believe how close to the season we're actually getting. I'm actually starting to feel some redraft leagues as well. We got our 32-man Marvel Multiverse of Madness. Going to be super fun. I think we have, is it 24? I think there's 23 or 24 teams in right now. Less than 10 spots available. It's a $55 buy-in. This league is not for the weak at heart, let me tell you. With 32 teams in there, it is very tough to fill a starting lineup, even though you only have to play five offensive starters. And starting a QB is optional as well. And you can only roster one QB on your team. That's another thing. You can only roster one QB on your squad. And then we're also filling up the Guillotine League. Marco said 32 teams in what league? It's called the Marvel Multiverse of Madness. And so it's a Marvel themed. Everyone gets to pick their favorite Marvel character. There's four divisions. Eight teams are going to make the regular playoffs. The division winners from each league are going to make it. And then it is going to be the next four highest records after that are going to make it. And then we got the consolation bracket, $50 prize for the consolation bracket winner. That's going to be teams that are ranked 9 through 16 record-wise. So pretty much if you're in the top half of the league, you're going to be able to make some kind of money, or at least opportunity to make some kind of money. And isn't Green Lantern your favorite? Now I'm rocking Kingpin over there. Make way for the bad guy. So that one's super fun. $55 buy-in. And then the next redraft league that I'm filling after that, that I just started filling, this one is super fun. It's pretty much Fantasy Survivor. It's called the Guillotine League, if you guys didn't hear me talking about it last year. 18 teams draft. The draft is insane. 18 teams draft. And there is head-to-head matchups. Like when you look at the app, you'll see that you're playing head-to-head. But really what it is, whoever is the lowest scoring team week one out of all 18 teams, you are eliminated. Your team is stripped from you and is thrown back into the waiver wire pool. Everybody has $1,000 fab. This one is super, super fun. Also not for the faint at heart, because you could literally lose week one. We've seen it. We've seen it. Every single year that we've done this, someone has lost in week one. And it's always funny when the people lose in week one. It's also sad because whoever's in it, you're officially out at that point. $33 buy-in. This league is so fun. Fantasy Survivor. We always talk about this league every single week on the recap show that we do. So those are the two big ones that are filling right now. The other leagues that I'm going to have available, if there's any of these that you want to get into, just shoot me a message. We're going to have a Vampire League. This year, there's going to be a Vampire League offense only and a Vampire League with IDP. I patented three QB leagues. It's a 2QB plus super flex league. $55 entry, just like the Vampire. Both 10-team leagues. There's going to be a 3QB league that's offense only, and then there's going to be a 3QB league that has IDP involved as well. Marco says, what's the roster for the Guillotine? Let me pull it up so I can read it exact. I know you only start one QB because we got 18 teams. I mean, people would be screwed like right away. 17-man roster. Looks like, let's see, three IR spots as well. So one QB, two wide receivers. Anyway, why do I have 17 man right there? There's only 15. 18 if you include the IR. So we got one QB, two running backs, two wide receivers, and then three flex spots. So that could be an RB, wide receiver, or tight end. And then there's seven bench spots. So you got eight starters. We got seven bench spots. And then there's three IR spots as well. That's how the roster breakdown goes for the Guillotine League. Primetime Steven in the house. What up, bro? We're talking about the 32-man league. It's a $55 buy-in. Marvel-themed league. And then I was talking about the Guillotine League, $33 buy-in. And that one is... that one's the league where whoever is the lowest scorer every single week, your team is eliminated and your team is thrown back into the waiver wire pool. I know you're trying to get into some cool leagues, prime time. These will be two cool leagues to get into. That's for sure. All right, let's see. What other, throw it in the chat. And what other sports news did we have? Trying to think of what else was going on. Yeah, one of these days, really when we get more football news, we'll just have more football stuff outlined and, you know, more narratives and storylines that we're talking about. But man, in the off season, it's just fun smoking with you guys. It's just fun smoking, getting the wake and bake action going. Yeah, during the season, we're definitely going to have some elevated sports talk, but probably not going to be in the morning every single day, because I do like the 1 o'clock time where I do like the 1 o'clock time. The one thing that sucks about that 1 o'clock time is I can't do anything in the middle of the day. That's the tough part. So we'll have to figure that out. But either way, a lot of Q&A sessions that are going to be coming during the season. I mean, that's everybody's favorite time. I think during the season, we're also going to do a private Q&A session just for Patreon members. Woo. Hey, hey, Matthew in the house on Facebook. What up, bro? All right. Do me a favor, wherever you guys are watching from, hit the like button, hit that share button. Let's go. If you're on YouTube, share it to Facebook that someone may see it and someone may join in. And that's what it's all about. I'm just gonna keep promoting to make sure that we share the streams in addition to liking. Oh, and the league that we're trying to fill right now, we are so close. We keep getting people in, and then they keep end up just, you know, not being super serious. We got the WWF, the WWF themed dynasty. It's a 135 buy-in, year one, 135. This one's so fun. It's got, we do the Royal Rumble to determine the draft order. And then we do every single week, there's a championship game. Every single week, there's a championship game. It all starts in week number one. Whoever's the highest scorer in week number one, you are declared the Raw champion. And if you are the second highest scorer in week one, you are the SmackDown champion. And every single week, whoever those people play, if they win, they capture the belt. They win, they capture the belt. And this just goes on and on for the 14 weeks of the regular season. And if you happen to hold the belt for the longest amount of weeks, you will be going into a championship match in week 16. And this, whether you're in the playoffs or not, like, it literally doesn't matter. Like, this is all like a WWF side pot. And it's super, super fun. Keeps people engaged. It's in addition to just like the regular, you know, storylines of the league. Now we have a totally separate set of storylines in the league. And super, super fun. Just adds a wrinkle to a fantasy league that's not really out there in too many of these dynasty leagues. And just more ways that you can win money. It's what it's all about. Just more ways that you can win money. So let me know if you want to get in on that. I posted the link in Patreon and stuff. Will said, you see the final score of the Giants game was 65 and Willie Mays' birthday was the 6th of May. Ooh, interesting. Crazy. RIP to Willie Mays. Man, what a long life, though. 93 years. 93 years. What a long life. It's crazy because I feel like they just don't make them like they used to. And maybe it's because of fast food and all the processed shit or whatever. But yeah, they really don't make them like they used to. I feel like nobody who was born like after, I don't know, nobody who was born after 1970 is going to live like 90 years or 100 years. Like, just seems that way. Because that's such a long life, man. I mean, I'm 38. He had like 3 lifetimes of mine almost. It's crazy. It's crazy. And one guy that I know, I was going to say one of my friends, but how about a guy that I know from high school? He ended up making it to the MLB. And he ended up getting drafted by the Giants. And he ended up having multiple conversations with Willie Mays. And he posted a story on his Facebook page. And it was the picture of him talking to Willie Mays. And he said after he talked or whatever, he asked him, he's like, hey, you think we could like swap jerseys or whatever? And he didn't have a jersey there. But he said that he ended up like sending one to him like 2 or 3 weeks later. And so that's pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking cool. Well, so I was watching the intermission of the hockey game, and the guy at the desk literally said, Willie Mays died at 93, taking too soon. What the fuck? He's 93. That's a good life. It is. But, you know, whenever people die, I mean, it just seems like the right thing to say, like they were taken too soon. Yeah, 93 years old, though. Like, he lived a long life. Like, could you imagine? I brought this up the day after he passed away, or the day that he passed away. I can't remember. Could you imagine, though? 90 years ago, we're talking the 1930s. Like, man, he's seen, I mean, and luckily, though, he was on the West Coast. You know, I mean, I know the West Coast way more, way more accepting on the West Coast than it was in the South and lots of areas, you know, in the East Coast and all that. So, luckily for him, he was in a good spot. But yeah, Willie Mays. Willie Mays. And I every time I just want to say Willie Mays Hayes. But yeah, pretty sad stuff. Gone at 93. But yeah, that's a long life. 93 is a very, very long life. And now he gets to get up there with all the other greats. I assume if you're an all-time great, baseball player, football player, basketball player, I just assume there's like unlimited pickup games, like in heaven, you know, and like even for football, like if you're in heaven, you're not getting hurt. Like that's what I assume. You can hit each other as hard as you want, and you're just not getting hurt. It's gonna feel like you're getting hit with a big cloud. But yeah, him going up there is gonna be able to get up there, and I just assume it'll be pickup games of nine. Like up there. And yeah, he'll be up there with the greats. He'll be up there with the greats. He's definitely, I guess what's tough, I mean, no matter what position you play, I mean, there's so much competition there. Because like, who's the center fielder that we might put above Willie Mays? I mean, I feel like Ty Cobb could be up there. Like, but that's like one of the only ones, right? Like, I mean, I love Ken Griffey Jr., but like overall, you know, career, him getting hurt, like that really, really ruined like a lot of, and not ruined, but it stopped him from getting to the ultimate peak of all these guys' overall numbers. And Will said, facts, Mays is the only player in history to hit a home run in every inning, 1 through 16. That's fucking gangster. That's gangster. That means he's hitting a lot of walk-off home runs in extra innings. And that's what I just assumed, that it would be walk-off home runs. In a lot of those, I know they could be on the road and then it doesn't end up being a walk-off, but you know what I mean? That's pretty tight. That is, that's an interesting fact right there. Only player in history to hit a home run in every inning, 1 through 16. That is a very, very interesting fact. Man, and baseball, dude, it's just so boring. Like right now, let's go even see what the standings are looking like. So, damn, Yankees dominating. Oh, the Orioles are right behind them though, and without Holiday there. I wonder, did Holiday ever get called back up? Red Sox have 40 wins. I mean, I guess that's barely above 500. The Guardians 46 wins. Mariners 44 wins, Phillies 49 wins, Brewers 44, Dodgers 47. Man, the National League West is so trash. How are the Padres in second place and they don't even have a 500 record right now at 39 and 40? Marco said hitting a walk-off inside the park grand slam in game 7. Would be kind of nice. That'd be very interesting, right? Very, very interesting. Walk off inside the park grand slam. You got to be a fast motherfucker to hit an inside the park grand slam. Well, so I'm only watching baseball nowadays to see how the bad umpires fuck up. Man, I see all that on social media because every single bad umpire clip where the umpire fucks up and then they kick someone out of the game. Man, that is bullshit. Like, these umpires have way too much little man complex out there. He said, I swear to God, they're getting paid to be so bad they can bring in a robot up and challenge the system. I mean, that's what's crazy is, like, how how could computers not do a better job, like, at this point than the umps that are out there? Like, I don't get it. Like, legit computers could do a better job this way. Like, there has to be, just like when you get old and it's time to stop driving, like, there has to be, like, something of where, like, these older guys, like, can't come back somehow. Like, there should be a statute of limitation on, like, how long you can even ump. And because, like, so many of these guys just have baggage, like, now it seems like. Like, how do you go into a game pissed? Like, ready to throw someone out? Like, we've seen the teams, like, retaliate, like, against. Did you see the umpire who, like, he was calling horrible? I mean, it wasn't consistent. Like, even if you are horrible, just be consistently horrible. And then you know what you have to deal with. But it was one of those ones where, like, the away team, they weren't getting the calls on, like, the outside. And, like, you know, and the home team, they were getting the calls on the outside. And so there was one time where, like, just multiple things happened, like, innings in a row. And, like, they got back at the ump by throwing that shit and the catcher just not catching it. And it just blasting the umpire just, like, right in the chin. That guy got fucked up. Good. That's what he should get. It is funny how baseball still polices its own to a certain extent, and it's still, like, allowed. That wouldn't be allowed anywhere else. What's another fucked up thing? Pat Hoberg, the umpire, accused. And the betting scandal, what is one of the best dumps out there? He called the perfect game in the World Series. Damn. And accused of a betting scandal now, huh? Yeah, see, that's the thing that's, like, really, like, I know basketball, like, we've legit had the betting scandals and the dude go to prison and all that. And it's crazy that then you see his fucking story on Netflix or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I could influence a game up or down 6 points in any direction. And man, it's just crazy because, like, these umpires, you make a couple bad calls, like, at the wrong time, like, it fucks up the pitcher. You know, you make a couple, you know, just outlandish, you know, calls on strike three or whatever to, like, end an inning when a team's getting momentum or something. Like, yeah, that just like fucks up everything. Like, it's especially as bad as all these umpires have been. It's like so many people are in on it. It's like they're not in on the betting scandal, but they have to be so bad that they take the eyes away from other things. Maybe it's something like that. Huh. Big conspiracy with these MLB umpires. Huh. These sons of bitches. And baseball's just so boring. And there's not a lot of, like, even the WNBA. I haven't really watched a lot of, like, besides football, I don't watch a lot of sports. Like, and really, besides the NFL, I really don't watch, like, a lot of sports, like, on TV. And, yeah, like, even thinking about the WNBA, it's interesting because of all the storylines. Like, that's why we're talking about it. That's why we're talking about it, because of these storylines. One thing that I will say, the WNBA players, they're way tougher than the NBA players. Like, the NBA players going out there and flopping. I mean, they called Caitlin out on it when she kind of, like, flopped when she, like, ran into the one girl that hip checked her or whatever, like, ran into her and was like, ugh, you know, one of those LeBron, she got the foul, but then the person who fouled her started, like, making fun of her because she fucking flopped out there. And it wasn't like a flop like LeBron. It was just, you know, kind of, like, pushed her movement, like, in one way. But, yeah, I'm seeing a lot more harder fouls in the WNBA, like, right now. I think someone who pretty much clotheslined Angel Reese, like, in yesterday or 2 days ago, like, she got suspended for one game or something. They upgraded her. It was a flagrant one, and then they upgraded it to a flagrant two. Caitlin got a flagrant foul for taunting. So it's not just Caitlin who's getting the calls in her favor. And I think the refs have noticed that she has been getting a couple extra calls, because there's been some games where they show Clark just getting openly fouled but not getting called. And so it's very interesting the way that this is all playing out. And I actually bought a ticket for a WNBA game. It's July 2nd. So in a couple weeks here, it's at the T-Mobile Arena here in Vegas. And very interested to see what it's going to be all about. Well, so there's also people theorizing Angel Hernandez was so bad. There's competition to see who gets the rights to be the company to provide the computers for the ball strike system. It's going to happen, right? Like, I mean, it's going to happen. If these human umpires are that bad to where it's like making news, like just often, what's holding back from making it something like that? You could literally have one real umpire out there, like one official umpire, because like now they could make it to where if a ball hits foul, I mean, they could figure out how to like put lights on the side or whatever to where you know it's a foul ball. That would even be more efficient than having an umpire who's like behind. When you start running towards the ball, if you are behind the outfielder, because the outfielder is running back, how's the outfielder know that it was fair or foul? I mean, they'll know based on like where it hits, but what if it's like a really, really close play? So yeah, it's going to be, yeah, we're going to see in the next 10 years, we're going to get a lot of changes in the MLB, I'm sure. Will said they figure Hernandez was on the take and his subsequent retirement was mostly funded by the new company providing the software. Yeah, it always has been, always will be about the money. Yeah, no one will ever convince me that Shohei wasn't gambling on sports. Yeah, I mean, it was a loophole, right? Like, but see, he was smart. How is everybody else so dumb placing bets on your own accounts? Like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, that was always dumb to me, because the first thing that I thought of is, why wouldn't you just give your friends like the money? Like, you don't have one fucking friend that you can give money to and say, go place a bet for me, and then you get a piece like of it. I mean, come on, like that. I know that we're a little bit more street smart than some of these guys who were, you know, maybe not from the same type of world that we were from. But yeah, it makes zero sense to me. Just even like the guys who get arrested for DUIs and like shit like that. Like if I had that much money, one of my friends, if I had it, or I would just pay somebody, you know, to drive. I mean, shit, there's Uber that's fucking out there. Like, why would you be fucking driving your own car when you know that you're about to go get fucked up somewhere? And I mean, I'm mostly smoking weed, so I'm just usually at home, you know? So, I mean, I'm a little bit of a different story, but yeah, I don't get it. Even now, if I go out and like, I know that I'm going to be drinking somewhere, even if it's going to cost me like $100 in Ubers or whatever, you know, cause I got to take maybe two or three Ubers throughout the night and they're 30, 40 bucks a piece. That like you got to pay for parking everywhere anyways. Like that's another thing that sucks. You got to pay for parking anyways. I'd rather just pay and get chauffeured around and then get super fucked up the entire time. I mean, who's with me, man? Come on. Bakes in the house. What up, bro? Let's smoke it up, homie. 9 o'clock on the West Coast right now. We're smoking heavy. I'm probably like four or five bowls deep. Marco said being very good at a certain sport doesn't mean you're smart. Usually the opposite. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's my exact point, right? Like Shohei was the smart one. Like he had an interpreter around him and his interpreter is getting paid to be his interpreter and he's getting paid to place hella bets like for him as well. And that was the first thing that I thought of when there's some dude from the Padres. Damn, I don't even know his name. He got suspended indefinitely for getting caught betting. Where was his interpreter? He looked Puerto Rican or something. Like, why don't you have some kind of interpreter? And even then, if you don't have some interpreter, like, you're making these guys, like, let's see what the minimum MLB salary is right now. Let's just say, because I don't even remember the dude's name. So maybe he was maybe he is making minimum. Let's see. What is the minimum? Damn. The minimum MLB contract is $60,000. What? Player signed a second major contract. I have guaranteed minimum salaries in the minor leagues. What the hell? Damn, that's crazy. $60,000. That's it, huh? I guess that's not a lot. I mean, that's not a lot of money. I mean, I wonder how much the MLB like actually pays for. Out of that. There we go. Thanks, Will. Tupacito Mercado. And see, and just the way that his name sounds, I think he was Puerto Rican. I really can't fucking remember. But with the name like that, you could get away with having an interpreter. It's not like his name's fucking John Smith or something like that. Shout out to Emil. If I didn't shout you out, what up? And he said, MLB, where the money's. I mean, fuck, not for those $60,000. I mean, maybe that's a bullpen. Nah, that's not a bullpen catcher. They don't even get paid MLB salaries. So they're not even fucking official members, like, on the active roster or anything. Marco said Otani speaks English. He's using an interpreter for his press conference in English because he felt insecure or something like that. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you haven't lived in America, like if you've lived outside of America for longer than you've lived in America, I'm sure to a certain extent you will be like to a lot of people, you'll be speaking broken English. Like, how about that? And like, you know, I think I've just been around a lot of people who spoke broken English to where like, I don't give a fuck, you know, about that. But when you're making as much as Shohei is, I totally, you know, could see why he gets insecure, you know, about speaking to a bunch of cameras or whatever, when, yeah, he could fuck up like with what he says or like just sound unintelligent. Like, you know, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that fucking totally understand. Public speaking, like, is like some of the biggest, like some of the biggest fears that people have is public speaking. And yeah, even if you're not speaking to like thousands and thousands of people, every microphone that's in front of your face could equal millions of people that you are talking to after the fact. And Will said, for sure, Otani speaks English. Yeah, I mean, you have to. Like, I mean, even if you only know a little bit, like he knows a little bit. So I live in Canada. I know that Vlad Guerrero was born in Montreal and speaks fucking English. Yet he has an interpreter. Who? Vlad Guerrero has an interpreter? And it's Vlad Guerrero Jr. And Will said, you're immersed in English. You pick it up. That's why you have the immersion in school. Yeah, for sure. I mean, English is still the most popular language, right? I mean, because a lot of the English pop culture makes it outside of fucking of America, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, people are hearing songs and other, I mean, shit, Marco's in Germany right now, listening to us right now. And there's even sometimes where Marco's like, I think this is how you say it in English. And, but yeah, I mean, I assume like he would be able to speak English and we'd understand him. Like, I mean, it's just the way that it is. And, Marco said, when you're in the Midwest, 90% of the people are speaking broken English. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. The South, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of broken English spoken out there. And it's usually the broken English that sounds more funny that, like, you want to kind of listen to, right? Because you're like, man, I want to hear this person's story. Yeah, and see, Marco, I know there's more people speaking Chinese. That's why, how did I say it? Did I say the most popular language? And, yeah, I mean, because there's 1 billion Chinese people, bro. Of course there's more people speaking that. But I bet there's a lot of people in China who speak English. I guarantee there's a bunch of people in China who don't speak English as well. But that's all I'm saying is that the language is so popular, like you're gonna be immersed in it somehow. Jamie in the house, what up, bro? Let's smoke it up. Talk to it and spit on that thing. Where did that shit originate from? Because I've been seeing that shit everywhere. Will, put me up on game. Where did that originate from? Marco said the panhandle in Florida, they claim to speak some sort of English too. Yeah, I mean, the panhandle of Florida, and then, I mean, and what's that? I mean, and then what do you got right there? Then you got Alabama and Mississippi, like right there. I mean, that's where you get the you know, I would assume the, I mean, I know he's speaking Cajun or whatever in the Waterboy, but the Waterboy, the coach, and Bobby Boucher, What up, Tino? Let's smoke it up, bro. Strange said in the words of Bruce Willis, I only speak two languages, English and bad English, okay? That's hilarious. Will said it came from a TikTok video. A guy was asking a girl a question about what a guy wants in bed and wouldn't ask for. Marco said, I wouldn't need an interpreter. I used to live in the States for a while. Yeah, but if you were trying to do some gambling where you weren't allowed to gamble legally, you could easily get an interpreter, right? And they could be placing the bets for you. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Is why would these guys not have an interpreter? Oh shit, Marco said, even if it was 24 years ago. Nice. Oh man. That actor, he was in so much stuff. He was in The Waterboy. He was in Boy Meets World. That was Sean's dad. He was in Home Improvement. He was the dude who owned the fucking hardware store, Harry. Harry's Hardware. I'm trying to think, what else was he in? He was in a lot of those shows. Like, man, he was a pretty good actor. He was a pretty good actor. All right. What else we got to talk about? What other sports news came in today? Somebody, anybody, see any sports news? Anything? Let's see. Let me just go look at my notifications, see if anything stands out. We talked about JJ Redick a little bit earlier. What do you guys think about that? Who's got something to say about JJ Redick? I think it's all trash. I think JJ Redick sucks. I think it was a move to like appease LeBron. Let's see. Mill said, anyone watching the Euro Cup? I have not been. I'm sure Marco is. Yeah, and Bakes, we talked about the Ramondre signing yesterday. We can mention it today again. I like it. I like it because he got, what is it, 4 years, 36 mil, 17 of it's guaranteed. So this is at least a two-year deal that he's getting right here. They're not going to sign him to that money if he's not going to be at least the 1A. So, yeah, I'm assuming he's going to be the 1A over there. I really think that Gibson, like they bring him more back to his roots of like using him like a wide receiver. Cause like he's never been like super, super effective in just being a traditional like running back. And now you have Ramondre who's, Ramondre has been good at being a traditional running back and being a guy who gets passes out of the backfield. So that's the thing. I know we're 1 year removed from his 69 receptions in the season.
69, dudes!
But how are they? They're going to have to be throwing it to the running back and getting rid of the ball quick. Like their line isn't that good and I mean, they don't really have that good of a QB who's going to have the crazy pocket awareness. Will said, who has a better fantasy season, Stevenson or Aaron Jones? I'm leaning on the Stevenson side. Because I feel like receptions could be way more of a thing.
I don't think either one of them throws down a crazy. I mean, I don't think either one of them throws down double digits. I mean, maybe they're in the, you know, they're in the 4 to 6 range of total touchdowns that they get. Because neither team is a part of a high-powered offense like right now. Wilson or Zamir White. Yeah, the way that I'd rank it would be Stevenson, Aaron Jones, Zamir White. Zamir White hasn't shown me. I like the opportunity that he has, but he hasn't shown that he's like he hasn't shown that he's even as good, you know, or similar to Josh Jacobs, you know, like that's the thing. So he has potential, and I like the potential, but also not going to be a part of a high powered offense. So yeah, it'd be Stevenson, Aaron Jones, Zamir White. That's the way that, that I'd be ranking those. Marco said he's got a bold prediction for 2024. Daniel Jones will suck. Yeah, I saw pretty much whoever drafts Danny Pesos in any league that I see drafting, I feel like you just lost the draft. And there's like one team that I have where I picked Danny Pesos as my third QB. And like at the time, it felt so fucking disgusting to do it. And now like 2 years later, it is just like, I hate that team because of it. Can't trade them. Can't drop them. Can't play them. Like, man, it's some bullshit. Fucking Danny Pesos. And Will said, bold prediction, Danny Pesos makes Malik Nabers number one overall fantasy wide receiver. He said, yeah, when pigs fly. Man, can they just, who's the backup? Who's the backup over there? Is it Bridgewater? Let's see. Who's the fucking back? Oh, Drew Lock. Oh, my God. He's fucked. Malik Nabers is fucked either way. And I have so much Malik Nabers because I had a lot of those picks where it was like 5, 6, 7, like a lot of those random ones like in the middle. And some traded for, some because my team was just mediocre. And I got a lot of Malik Nabers because he just kept dropping and dropping. And, man, I fucking hate it. I hate it because he's connected to Danny Pesos. Man, sucks. They just need to get rid of Danny Pesos. They probably can after this year. They're so fucking stupid for paying Pesos instead of paying Saquon Barkley. Like, are they morons? Are they morons? You have one guy who is a flash in the pan, another guy you drafted second overall. I know Danny Pesos was drafted kind of high. He probably didn't warrant. He probably didn't need to be drafted that high. It was probably because of lack of good QBs that year on why he got drafted so high. Bake said, pigs fly every day in my neighborhood. Goddamn ghetto birds. Hey, Derek made it home. Salute. We're talking about fucking Danny Pesos sucking and how they need to cut his ass, get someone else in there. But then I looked at the backup. And it's Drew Lock. Like, oh, man, come on. Malik Nabers is fucked. He's fucked either way. Dang it, I don't have the, oh, we suck again. I only have this one. But, man, I need that one. We suck again. Let me see which one. I did get this one.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Got to keep upgrading the board now that the drops are working like they're supposed to. Derek said Malik Nabers will get his numbers. Man, I mean, Will say you're saying I should pass on Malik at the 102. I'm assuming that's a 102 in a single QB league, right? Or else you'd be probably looking at the QBs. It's tough, man, because there's a lot of places where I couldn't pass up on him, but I don't feel good about it. Like right now. And Derek said, don't care if they win or not, but he'll be peppered with targets. Yeah, he's also the only person on the team worth a shit. So he's like, he's going to be getting like more coverage. Like, it's a double-edged sword. Derek said he's taking Neighbors. And yeah, like I said, I took Neighbors in a shitload of these drafts. I have a bunch of Neighbors. Like, let me even go see. Let's go see. Oh, no. It's going to be hard to do this fantasy planet now. Or dang it. What the fuck is it called? Dang it. What the hell? Oh, Dynasty Planet. There we go. Not Fantasy Planet. Dynasty Planet. Let's see if it'll let me. I have so many leagues on here that I don't have a team in. I wonder if it'll add all these. Oh man. It's not even working. Stuff didn't even work, yo. I think I have way too many leagues that like broke it because it won't even work. And it doesn't even have all the leagues on there that I'm in. Yeah, I guess Dynasty Planet's not a thing anymore. Big say you think Neighbors talent can overcome Danny Dumbass. I mean, that's what we were talking about right now. Like, I think it can, but even if he gets 1,000 yards, like 1,000 yards isn't good. Like, I mean, 1,200, 1,300, like, you know, then we're talking about an average like that we really, really like. But if he doesn't get 1,200 yards, he only gets 900 or something like that. It's not going to be that good. Like, it's going to be decent for a rookie, but it's not going to be decent for like fantasy football unless it like a lot of it comes like at one portion of the season. Like if it's like he doesn't do shit in the beginning, but then he has like an insane like back second half of the season, you know. But yeah, it is tough. Marco said maybe Neighbors passes it to himself every time. Dude, Derek, no fucking way. Now, hey. No fucking way does he come down with 1,307 TDs. And he said, you heard it here first. Man, I can't get on board with that. I would love it. I would love it. That would probably make some of my teams win a championship because I have Neighbors and from where I got him. So I'm with it. But I, no fucking way. No fucking way. Emil said, if I want to send you my dynasty team for evaluation, how would I do it? Facebook works. On Patreon, go to Patreon, 420crew.com. We have group chats over there where you could send the pictures. But yeah, that would be it, man. Instagram, Twitter. If you go to fantasyfootballhustler.com, that gets you to like every place of where I'm at. And Derek said, mark it down. Derek said it first. And hold on. Maybe I need to have like a bold, maybe a super bold prediction doc. I'm going to start it just for you, Derek. We're going to start a page for the bold predictions. Let me see. Actually, I know where I'm going to. There we go. All right. Derek's going to be the first one on this list of bold predictions. And this is Neighbors. 1,310 yards. 70 Ds. There we go. All right, got you marked down, Derek, for your extra bold prediction. Marco said, if Neighbors doesn't hit that mark, Derek has to wear an Eagles jersey on every stream for the season. Just call me. What is this? I don't even know. I don't even know what you put there. And Bake said, nah, fuck that. Don't be like Schmitty's homie. Don't be like Schmitty, homie. He said the cheese is thick over there. Is Schmitty a crazy Neighbors truther? All right. Oh. I know I probably wasn't close enough for the mic for you to hear that pop, but man, I really feel like I've been seeing some of those chiropractor like videos. There's like this crazy Vegas like chiropractor who makes all this content, and I keep seeing his fucking his videos pop up on my feed as sponsored posts. And man, the way that he's making people's shit pop sounds like he's like realigning them and everything. Oh, Vicky Valancourt. There we go. Vicky Valancourt from The Waterboy. Predict the score at the end. That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. Hold on.
I love my mama very much. Now you know that. Tackling fuel.
We got to get some ones with Vicky Valancourt. And Vicky Valancourt, what you doing here? Huh. I was just thinking about stealing LT's Porsche over there. So funny. That was my first time with the lips and the tongue. Oh, so that was your first kiss. Well, I bet it's your first time seeing a pair of these. Yes, it's my first time seeing that. I'm thanking you for all these firsts today. Oh man, and he already creamed in his pants. Like at that point, that's when his mom's waking up. He already finished. And so, oh, mom is waking up. You better get going. And Derek said, "Remember that side eye." She got when the score was almost what she said. He said, expect that look to come, everyone, in week 15. Yeah, when you saw they were only a field goal away, and she Bake said he has a bold predictions board. You can get on it for a $50 super chat. I just get my comments on the Uranus board because I hate on Kyren so much over there. That's funny. It's a good idea, though. That's a good idea. Pay some money to get your money on the bold prediction board. Will said, I got me a Bobby Boucher jersey. Pretty cool. Got it from China. I mean, I feel like even the NFL jerseys are made in China. So, yeah, the being made in China part, like, I mean, we get, remember Back to the Future? Doc's like, look at this. Corset malfunction, said made in Japan. And Marty, what do you mean, Doc? All the best stuff is made in Japan. Yeah. Chinese just do it right. That's it. Yeah. So I'm not paying $300 for something that says authentic when I can get it from China for one-tenth the price. And it's probably being made in China anyways. It's just 100%. It just says authentic on it. That's it. Marco Sen says made in Taiwan on the inside. Yeah. See, it's on the inside. It's not like it says it right there on the shoulder patch or anything. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, how often are we even going to wear these jerseys that we buy? I mean, yeah, when I was fucking younger, I mean, I was buying like dope jerseys to like wear all the time. But I mean, come on, I'm just not wearing jerseys like anymore like that. Like they're cool to have. Like I like collecting jerseys. I haven't bought one in a long ass time. But I have literally like this whole closet over here. It's like literally half full with like jerseys. And luckily we have two closets because all the jerseys I literally had packed away in the other house, like where I didn't have as much closet space. Like those shits were literally packed inside garbage bags wrapped around them, make sure that the dust wasn't getting in or nothing, and then inside fucking inside big totes and crates. Now I actually got a spot for it. Stranger said, you're talking textiles. Those are made in India. Okay. And Will said, I want to get a Shane Falco jersey. Bro, you can get any jersey you want off Amazon now. Like, I used to do that for the as prizes. It ended up just getting too tough. We did it for the best ball. It's just more things to like add on to it, and then people sizing and all that, and then having to ship it through Amazon and all that. And some of them take a month to get there if you don't buy the correct one because the correct size and all that shit. But Amazon, you're just buying a jersey for yourself. Shane Falco. Hold on. Where is it? Where's Shane Falco? Where the fuck is he? Oh, there.
I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory. Last forever.
Right on, Shane. Right on. Go get you a steaming Willie Beeman jersey.
My name is Willie Beeman. I keep the ladies. Beeman and all my friends. Beeman. You get to beat me. Beeman.
Fakes. That's why Timu is so cheap. Cheap as crap. Made in sweatshops. Elderly people and kids buy local motherfuckers. I mean, it just depends on what it is. I get it. I haven't bought a jersey in forever. So, I mean, I'm not going to be one buying a jersey. But, yeah, I support small business, as much as I can. But, yeah, I'm not just going to buy local and pay an extreme amount more just to get something either. I mean, I probably just wouldn't get it if I have to pay like that much more. But yeah, I'm always going to support small business. Ha! Derek said, huh, so we get neighbors in the 18. I mean, man, he's going to go for like 1,300 yards this year. He might have 8 touchdowns, you know? Like, man, he's expensive. He is expensive. And Will said, I'm with you there, Huss. I own so many jerseys, I don't really wear them anymore. I've gone out of style. Yeah, I mean, like that was the style, right? Early 2000s. Like, I mean, jerseys were like super dope. I have so many crazy random jerseys. And I used to get them customized. Like, that was the fun thing to do, was to get them customized to something else. Take like a $20 jersey of some current bum, you know, that you don't like right now. Take the jersey number off, take the name off, and then just turn it into like a current jersey, but for like an old school player. I used to love doing that. And Derek said, I rock my CD Lamb jersey every year. But yeah, but I mean, like on a Sunday, I know like sometimes you came on the stream and like you had it, but even if you were wearing it just every Sunday, I mean, that's only like for every Cowboy game. I mean, that's only 17 times a year. I mean, that's a lot. Actually 17 times a year if you did wear it every single week. But did you wear it for every single game? Did you only wear it for a few? Marco said, bought a Bear jersey from Reebok in the States, and then it said made in China, and my Vikings cousin jersey on Minnesota says made in Guatemala. Will said to find local. I don't see any mom and pop shops selling jerseys. All the big retailers are the ones selling them and charging an arm and a leg. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some mom and pop sports shops that that sell it. I don't know of any in Vegas here that do. I mean, you know, so I mean that's the difference also. Except if I can maybe laugh out loud when you said Derek's prediction. Oh, Derek said, I'll give you Kelsey for neighbors straight up. Huh, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. I mean, with Kelsey's age, it's kind of tough for me to just do it straight up. I got to be honest. But that's intriguing me. I think we're getting there. I think we're getting somewhere. Marco said, in my Deshaun Watson Texans jersey, it just says massage parlor.
Hello, ladies. Woo!
Stendo. Oh man, I taught Noble how to get sound drops now. Like literally every part of the process to put a sound drop on the soundboard. It's a lot of steps, and it literally only took me showing him one time and he was able to do it. There's like 10 different steps that are involved. And there was one point where he was like, I messed up and I couldn't figure out one part, but then I remembered it. And he wanted me to show off all the rock. So he put 3 sound drops. He got all the rock entrances. And they'll play a couple seconds of each one.
If you smell what the rock is cooking.
That was 2002. This one's 2003 when he turned into Hollywood Rock. So now when Noble asked, did you show off the new sound drops? I'd be able to say that. Noble's so addicted to wrestling, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And he's watching Young Rock now, and that's like his intro into like a lot of like wrestling. And he watches it. He's never seen it, so it's funny. It's like so good. I remember this. I wish I can get my money back on my David Johnson Arizona Cardinals jersey. Flopped right after I got it. Bake said Tommy Cutlets to neighbors for a 60-yard touchdown in week 15. Oh, man. Derek, I feel like I cursed Deshaun. Like, every jersey that I bought from Peacock last year, all the guys got hurt. I have not worn them. I got a Deshaun jersey. I got an Aaron Rodgers jersey. I got the Joe Burrow jersey as well. All of those motherfuckers got hurt, and I never wore those shirts because of that. I'm waiting for them to do good so I can finally wear the shirts. They're just collecting dust in the fucking, my closet right now. I need them at least to do good like one time before I wear the shirt. Derek said I got them all too. I think we might have bought them all. I bought them last preseason. When Peacock had like his sale or whatever, I bought like 5 shirts. Just it was some bullshit, man. Some bullshit. Okay, so he got the St. Brown one too. Nice. Minnesota Marty in the house. What up? Bake said Burrow will do great. I'm waiting for it, man. I'm waiting for it. I know that he's going to. Last year I was so heavy on Burrow in the best ball. I don't think I have him in any of the best balls this year. I think I have 10 teams in it right now. It's crazy. Crispy and Song, they're going for the gusto. Those two combined have over 100 teams. It's insane. Insane. Ooh, that was a good one. And dang it, I forget what strain that is because I got 2 new strains. And so the old ones, I don't even have the labels for them anymore. We're getting it. Derek says he's got like 18 teams. Nice. Let's go see. I can check. Let's see how many Derek has. Yep, Derek's on it. 18. 18 of them things. It's insane because we are the division that we're doing on Sunday, 68th division. The slow draft that we're filling right now is the 69th division.
69, dudes!
It's the Bill and Ted. It is the Bill and Ted. Let's see. Bakes is in. You're in 17, and that includes the Sunday and the Mortal Kombat slow draft that that you said you want to be in as well.
Yeah, if anybody's curious, I'm the best ball team.
That'd be a classic one for Silver Screen Breakdowns. For a Silver Screen Breakdowns review. Marco said that sounds like Euro dance. what would that be? I mean, that was mid 90s, right, when that shit came out. Yeah, it was. I mean, that was how they started the movie, right? I'm pretty sure that was just right on the opening credits. Yeah, Marco said early 90s. Let's see when. I think Mortal Kombat came out in 95. Yeah, 1995 when it first came out. Have anybody seen any of the new Mortal Kombats? Are those worth watching, like, at all? Or is number one still the GOAT? Because I never watched the Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I mean, I think I watched, like, the first, like, 5 minutes of it. And I was like, eh. I'm sure we could do something better with our time than this right now. Derek said he's seen all of them. Are they good? Are they good? Marco said, I think I watched the second one. The second one of these new iterations, because I think they have two new ones, right? Derek said they're not that good. Okay, I'm glad I didn't watch them. And there was, Bake said they were okay. Yeah. And Derek said, but I still had to watch them. Yeah, and see, and I didn't hear. I mean, Derek, you're on it. Like, you're going to the movie theaters and, like, shit like that. Like, I'm just so not in. Like, yeah, Derek said, I love Mortal Kombat. I mean, that's what's kind of tough is I love it, too. And, like, I almost don't want it to, like, be ruined. Like, as well, I love it so much that I don't want it to be ruined. Marco said, nope, it was the older one. I think I was at least 10 years old. Oh, man, if you only saw the second one back in the day, like, that was the one that sucked. First one was the one that was, like, the best. Let's see. Now I got to, like, try to find a scene to, like, play for Marco. Let's see. Here's a good one. Let's see. All right. Ah, dang it. Okay. Here we go. Oh, he said, of course I watched the first Mortal Kombat, but the second one is the only one. Oh, the only other one that I watched. Okay. Well, now I just want to see it.
Tough guy, you want to get
rough?
No, do you?
Hi, Johnny Cage. You are?
Where's Kano?
Where's Kano?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm sure I can help you find him.
Out of my way.
Just another Starstruck fan, huh?
Luke Kane loves fucking with them. Sonya got onto the wrong boat. She does get to kill Kano, though.
It's an honor to finally meet you, Sonya. Shang Tsung, at your service.
I'm looking for a murderer. He boarded this ship.
Dang it, Bakes, RIP.
But it is my boat, and if you'd like a tour, I'd love to give it to you myself.
Hey. Be nice to the lady. She's just doing her job.
When I want backup, I'll radio for it.
Got that radio handy?
Scorpion and Sub-Zero. Deadliest of enemies. Put slaves under my power.
I just want to, break it up a little bit here. I mean, that was pretty good. That was pretty good effects right there, right? For the mid 90s. Derek said the scene was hot. Yeah, it's so hot that I want to break it up a little bit. And we'll not play the full 3 minutes all at once. We'll smoke another bowl before Lord Raiden comes in. But yeah, what an intro, right? To, because that was the first time that we really saw anybody use their powers, right? I mean, other than that, we met you meet Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade. I mean, Kano, but you don't really see anything other than like his eye and his face, but you don't see him like do anything supernatural or whatever like that. Like, man, when he froze the gun like that, shit was fire. I mean, it was ice, but man, it was fire. And then fucking Scorpion, seeing that thing come out of his hand. And Derek said, you have to see the new one then. Well, I want it to be, I don't want, like, all right. Why do I need to see the new one then? I mean, this was mid-90s. Like, now I expect crazy stuff like that. Like, that movie was 30 years ago. So, like, when we saw it back then, like, that was just crazy. The new one shows all their powers. Marco, my superpower is that I can make hot air stink. Savage, savage.
Enough! Lord Raiden, how good of you to grace us with your presence.
Your sideshow freaks attack my fighters. That is expressly forbidden before the tournament, as your emperor well knows.
My sincere apologies. It won't happen again, I promise you.
I shall see to that.
Of course. Until we reach the island where you have no dominion.
My dominions are well known to me, sorcerer. Thank you.
What tournament?
You've been chosen, Sonya.
You've been chosen, Sonya. Marco said there should be a law against remakes. Well, see, like, we get, there's so many movies that we don't even know are remakes. Like, that's another thing too. Like, there's yep, that is the Highlander guy. Yes, sir. There's a lot of remakes that we didn't know were remakes. Like, did anybody know that Gone in 60 Seconds was a remake when they remade it? Because that first one was so damn old. Like, does anybody know that Scarface was a remake? Like, but the first Scarface movie, I think, was in, like, the 1930s or the 1940s. But, I mean, just like music. Like, man, how many, all these, the tracks and the samples, like, so many things are remade. It's like you have to remake it for the new generation. Have to remake it for the new generation. It's crazy. All right. We've been rocking for almost an hour and a half now. Let's see. I definitely want to get some more watch parties going. It's really just about finding the day and time that that works. Walking Tall remake. Yeah, and I mean, I wasn't really that much of a fan of Walking Tall, but yeah, I mean, very easy story to remake, right? The guy is, what is he? Is he a bounty hunter in there? I don't know. Yeah, Bake said Batman has been remade so many times. Well, see, but Batman hasn't been. I guess it's like a different. Yeah. I mean, was the Dark Knight the equivalent to like the first Batman? I know they had the Joker. Derek said, think about that Kelsey for Neighbors. Oh, wait, I know why. My team sucks in the 18. Nah, I can't do that. Like, Kelsey, I gotta. Kelsey would definitely make my team better. I guess it was my QBs getting hurt last year. That's kind of what screwed me. I don't know. I just feel like because of Kelsey's age, I just need more. Guess that's just how I feel. Stranger said the original Walking Tall was a lot more accurate. Marco said Batman and Robin's the worst Batman movie. Yeah, let's see. So we have Batman. We have Batman Forever. I like both of those. Then we had Batman Returns, then Batman Forever, then you got the Batman and Robin. I mean, I kind of like all four of them. Like, that's the part that's kind of tough. I do like all four of them. Batman and Robin, my least favorite, and then Batman Forever. I guess I just like them in order of what they are of the first four. Like, that's the way that I order them. The Dark Knight, though. I mean, I think I would put that one. Would I put that above Batman Returns? Would I put that above Batman Returns? That's where I think the debate would. I think that's where the debate would come in. Is like, where would the Dark Knight get placed? Because Batman Begins, I mean, I'm not. I feel like that might be able to go above Batman and Robin, but I feel like I even like Batman and Robin more than Batman Begins. And then the Dark Knight Rises, I mean, they had some cool scenes in there, but I don't know. And then I haven't even seen the new one with what's his name? I guess there was two new ones, the 2022 one. I haven't even seen that one. Yeah, there's a lot of them that I haven't seen. Yeah, Marco said Adam West, the Batman GOAT. And that Derek said that Kelsey and Pitre, it's probably got to be two offensive players, because that's where I'm lacking right now. Not on defense, my defense isn't lacking. Probably have to be two offensive players. But we're moving in the right direction. We're moving in the right direction, though. All right. What else? Other than smoking some more weed.
All right, fire up! Hold up, smoke weed every day.
Got that shit to do today. What the fuck? Just hit the blunt one time. I'm shoving a lot, y'all should have bought a Honda. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. Well, why is it sparkling then? Why is it sparkling? Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
Because I'm living a vida smoker. Now you high as a patient. night. I've been talking all night, 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 all night long. Let me hit that song. Well, why is it sparkling then? Why is it sparkling?
Oh. That shit was so funny. I'll tell you, like, I don't, like, if we're, there's always seemed like there's been one black comedian, like, on top. And, like, Cat Williams, he's off his rocker now. But, man, when he was on top and, like, the Pimp Chronicles, that shit was so fucking funny. Like, the very, very first time, like, you seen that shit, like, dying laughing. Dying laughing. Of course, we're high as hell, you know, while we're watching it. But dying laughing. I mean, we can still watch it right now and definitely get some chuckles out of it. I know I've seen it, like, 5-10 times easily. Derek said he was high as hell. Fuck yeah.
If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking.
And it was like speaking to me for sure, because such a big weed segment like in there. And yeah, Cat's the man. He's off his rocker now, and his, that last special was not funny, like, at all. Like, he's pretty much just calling people out and talking shit about them, which is okay for a podcast. But now when I'm supposed to be laughing, like, I mean, man, why, you couldn't even roast anybody. You couldn't even roast anybody. I remember when he was – remember when he was the roast master at Flavor Flav's? At Flavor Flav's shit. And he talked about this on one of the specials. I can't remember which one, but he said he hated it. Like, cause everything that he, that they wrote and all that for him, it was just like hella racist, like shit to say, like, look at this crispity, crackety, crunchity Flavor Flav coming up. So Cat was like, yeah, he was like, I was about to quit. But then I read the contract, and so I'm not about to quit. He's like, but I'm about to fuck some shit up, though, around here. But he was like, I don't want to get charged a bunch of shit. So I started fucking up, like, the plastic cups and throwing napkins around and shit. And then he said, I went up to Flavor Flav. And I was like, man, Flavor Flav, why are you letting him say all this shit about you? He was like, man, you know why? Because they got to pay me, boy. Oh, man. That shit was funny. And I know I probably, like, totally butchered it. But more or less, that's what it was. And Big said Chris Rock special was worse. I didn't even watch it. Like, yeah, it's getting... And Derek said, I remember that. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. Flavor Flav's on point. You seen Flavor Flav shit where he's trying to save Red Lobster and make sure that the Red Lobster in his neck of the woods doesn't go out of business. And he said, because that was always his spot when they had some kind of fancy dinner when, you know, when they were younger. They'd be going out to Red Lobster. So now he goes to Red Lobster and he orders, like, the entire menu. And in hopes of, like, that his Red Lobster and his hood doesn't get closed down. Because they closed down a bunch of them. They're still out there, though. Yeah, I can't remember what special that was off of. I think it might have been the It's Pimpin' Pimpin' one, the third one. That one I actually went to live. So Cat Williams was, like, one of the, I mean, that was the first, like, big comedy special that I went to live. It's Pimpin' Pimpin'. And I don't think that it was as good as the American Hustle one. Was so fucking funny. I mean, that whole movie, how he turned the whole comedy bit just into a fucking movie. That one was the shit, like, as well. And the whole movie was dope. And but yeah, it's Pimpin' Pimpin' was good, but it was definitely, like, my third favorite out of those. And then he started going downhill, like, after that. Like, I went and saw him in I think Cat Williams is the only, not yeah, I think Cat Williams legit is the only comic that I've paid to see more than once. Because I went and saw him in, what year was it? 2013, maybe. Well, it wasn't a good experience, though. It was because the venue sucked. It was at San Diego State, which their venue's just bullshit. They're way too strict on like certain things. And like his set got cut short because they ran out of time. And the reason they ran out of time is because John Witherspoon took like way longer than he was supposed to, like on stage, and nobody cut him off. And so Cat Williams got cut short because of Pops going bang, 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 bang so many times. And yeah, that was fucked up, man. So I was pissed about that. Cat Williams shit got cut short. And he had a heckler there where because Cat Williams, you know, he says the N-word a lot. And then someone was like, how come you're calling us? How come you're calling? I mean, he said it, you know, how come you're calling all of us the N-word? And he was like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, stop the show to be like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? He was like, you want to know who I was talking to? He was like, where am I? And, you know, the a whole bunch of people. Woo, 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 woo. And he's like, that's who I'm talking to, motherfucker. Like, sit your ass down or get your ass out. But it was still super whack that, like, he actually had a heckler, though. Because it, like, ruined the energy of the show. Like, it wasn't, like, the same. Like, after that, he was, like, just kind of pissed. And just kept drinking more, probably. But I did see Kevin Hart, I think that same year, 2013. And I think it was at the same place. And that one was actually one of, like, it might have been his last good show. It was the Let Me Explain. Like, that was, I'm pretty sure that was Kevin Hart's last good one. He had, like, two good ones. Maybe three good ones if I can think about it. But yeah, that was like one of the last ones. And that one was actually a good one to see live. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember I did go. Actually, so I've seen Kevin Hart twice, and Cat Williams twice, now that I think about it. Because, yeah, I did go to another Kevin Hart show in, like, damn, what was it? 2018, maybe? And that shit was whack. That shit was whack. Marco said, you saw Kevin Hart? You went there with the microscope? Yeah, I had to zoom in on him. I was wearing my monocle magnifying glass the entire time. Huh. Oh yeah, man, I feel like there's always some kind of Friday night show that I need to be doing, but like, so just be live for just live for a weed smoking session. Do we need to make it a themed show? What do you guys think? Because I feel like Friday nights, if we're people are just out and about, they're just inside smoking. Bakes. And I am a boy, Damon. And Kat talks about that, how like originally, like in the script that he was gonna get it. That he was really going to get it. He said that he had to fight to change that. He was like, that's not funny no matter how you slice it. He said, it's never, ever funny when that happens. So he was like, you're going to ruin a comedy at the end of the comedy by throwing in something that nobody's going to laugh at, like, no matter what. And, like, they tried to say, like, how it was going to be funny, him getting it from, I can't even remember, from Damon. Yeah, so I'm glad that that wasn't in there, because that would have ruined the movie kind of at the end. And I already had very low expectations of that movie as well. Just the way that they made it look compared to the other two didn't look appealing to me. Big say, I remember that. Smiley was trying to take over his role, but Terry isn't funny. Yeah, they talk about all that. Man, I'm glad that Club Shay Shay really took a step forward, because I had listened to it randomly. Like, I have a lot of podcasts that I have downloaded, like, on my phone, and, like, you know, really just depends on what I'm doing. I don't listen to podcasts as much as I used to, because usually when I'm in the car or when I'm, like, out and about somewhere. And Club Shay Shay was one of those ones that I, like, always had on there because he had interviews, but I didn't listen to a lot of them all the time. And, man, that Cat Williams one just broke the internet. Broke the internet. And, yeah, he's had some good ones since as well. All right. I think it might be time to wrap this up. What do you guys think about a Friday night show, though? We'll do one more bowl while I get some feedback from you guys on that. What about a Friday night show? But what, should we do a theme show? Should it just be a fucking smoke it up like show? We're just talking about anything and everything. I do like having like some kind of theme shows, just because at least I could make it into the thumbnail or whatever we're doing. And it's so hot now. Like, I wanted, maybe next year is going to be the year where I go like on location out shooting in Vegas and, you know, doing lives and stuff like that. This is so hot now, like, it's gotta be like only like at night, like when I do that. Ooh, Bake said I'm down. He said the theme IDP live. Marco said I'll do my best to join that show. Maybe we could start. So what I want to do is an IDP divisional depth chart breakdown. That's something that I've been thinking about. And because I think there's a lot of just names and new places that a lot don't, like, nobody knows about, because nobody's coming out with fucking content like that. You know, like, I mean, it's just very, very little, almost no IDP content out there. So, yeah, maybe that is something I got to just, because more and more people are going to be playing IDP. And even if it's more and more people playing because of us, there's still going to be more and more people playing. There's a guy who joined the Marvel Multiverse of Madness League, joined up as a new Patreon member to join that league. And he said it's the first IDP league that he's joined, and he's super excited to be in it. So, yeah, I know that IDP is going to become the norm. It may take 5 years, it may take 10 years, but one day it is going to be the norm where more leagues are playing like that. Because I think the longer that people play, I mean, unless you're just the type of person that plays in like legit one league and that's it, and you're afraid of change, I feel like more and more people are going to eventually come around to changing. And IDP is like one of the easiest things that you can add. I know some people try to go like crazy stupid with the things that they add. Like the Scott Fishbowl tournament's such a joke. You can play like four kickers like on your team, but you can't play a defensive player. And yeah, people could play how they want. And I'm hosting a lot of different styles of leagues. And still the most popular out of all these leagues is the Superflex offense only league. But there are a bunch of people who've dove into the IDP just because I've offered it for a low price, and they now get a chance to play. Marco said in 30, 40 years, we're going to play with punters and long snappers. I've seen leagues that have offensive linemen in the mix. That shit seems so stupid to me. The Devy leagues, I feel like I'm going to do one or the other. I'm either going to do college or I'm going to do NFL. And like, not like you can't do both, but like, I wouldn't want them commingling. Like, it makes no sense. Like, you're going to put like one person on your fucking one or two people you're going to like put on your Devy squad or whatever, just to like let them sit there. Like, yeah, nah, I don't like that. That's why you'll never see me in a Devy league like either. Bakes said, I've seen some leagues that include coaches. I've seen that as well. And I mean, super goofy, right? I mean, you get a point for like a win or a loss, or like, you know, whatever the fuck the point scoring system is. for that. But yeah, I mean, come on. Is that even fun at that point? I mean, it's fun if you have a coach that won 14 games, but outside of that, like, is it going to be fun? Like, that's just as boring as the kickers are. But we got a lot of cool leagues that we're going to be doing. So we got the 32-man league, the Marvel Multiverse of Madness. And it's got IDP. We got the Guillotine League. Let me know if you want to get into that. That's a $33 buy-in. The Vampire Leagues, the Forced Trade Leagues, the 3QB Leagues, the Auction Draft Leagues. We got a lot of redraft leagues that we're doing. Most of them are $55. So making it a price where, you know, people could get into a bunch. We're going to have first, second, and third place paid out for all of these ones. Most of the leagues are going to be paid on League Safe because we're going to have a lot of new people in there. And it's just going to be one of those things to where I don't want to have to like re-explain who I am and all this to like all these people. So it just makes it easier having it on League Safe. And if there's guys like Marco out there who can't pay through League Safe, we can figure it out to where you can pay me and then I'll pay for you on League Safe. And yeah, Bakes, Arthur Smith is on the waiver wire. Bill Belichick is on the block. Marco said you get an extra 100 points for Billy Bob, for Billy B, if you're catching him smiling. Fuck that. That'd be so stupid. Like the craziest stupid type of shit that you can like include. All right. Let's get up out of here. We'll see about a Friday night show tonight. If I do end up doing it, I'll make sure to post about it a little bit earlier. And I do like Bake's idea of making it an IDP themed. And it could be just like a Q&A, you know, mixed in. But the IDP is like the overtone of the show. And shout out. Always the producers of the show here, all of our Patreon members, the All Access members, the Elite members, the Superstar members, and we're going to get this updated. If you're a member on multiple places, we're going to get a category up there for you guys as well. Guys like Derek and Crispy, who I don't know if Crispy here is right now, but I know Derek's here and who's a member on a handful of platforms as a paid member. So we're going to get that up there as well. Appreciate you guys rocking. And yeah, just pay attention to Patreon. If you don't got Patreon downloaded already, go download it. It's available in the App Store, Patreon, and you'll see it. It's a big P. Sign in, and then you're going to get the update straight to your phone. You can watch the videos like on Patreon, and it's like it's coming in from YouTube, but same thing where you can have it like kind of minimized in the background, kind of watching it or listening like a podcast, like same type of thing. Like you could do it all from Patreon. So go download the app. And if you're not there, you could join for free, 420crew.com. Go join 420crew.com. Derek, salute. Appreciate you being on multiple sites over here as well, watching. Appreciate all you guys. Be on the lookout for the post tonight if we're going to be streaming. If not, we'll be back tomorrow with some kind of a watch party. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.